Alright, everyone, this is my first podcast of The Hayden Show. What pretty much The Hayden Show is we pretty much just cover all news from electronics to worldwide news and sports. So here we go. I guess this will also be like a 30-minute podcast. I'll try to do it at least twice a week so you get everything. And I guess we'll just start out with some news around the world right now. So, in Washington the other day, there was just recently, there was a shooting where a teenage gunman, a freshman at Marysville High School in Washington, opened fire on a couple of four students, he took his own life after. And there is one student dead, and so it says that he I guess he had a fight with his cousins before the rampage, as you could say, or shooting. He had a fight with his family, so I guess that he didn't like it. So, and it says they were sitting at a table, and then they were sitting at a table, and the teacher Rachel, sitting at the table 60 feet from the shooter when shots, and she turned around and saw him standing there, and she said, the student's name who was the shooter was Jalen Freiberg, so he turned around. Everyone was shocked because this student was a not popular student, but they were she was like I guess you could say, not like any other shootings, which is pretty, weird to, the police, it says, because most students at, like, Sandy Hook, when that shooting occurred, it says here, that it wasn't, like, a nice, like, a student that, or, well, in that case, it wasn't a student, but someone that was, like, put down a lot. Same thing with Columbine too, but this is different for I guess the psychiatric community. The good thing is Newtown mothers from the Newtown shooting are coming to Washington to give them support for what has happened. So. That's a good thing. Alright, now we will go to the electronics section. And we have the iWatch. That's new. Alright, there are a lot of things going on in the world of technology right now. Specifically with Apple. They, we'll start in September. In September, they announced the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. This is a revolutionary thing because, the screen size is now bigger, which I think, believe it's a 5.5-inch display and a 4.9-inch display, or 7. I think it's 4.7. But, now they have improved the Touch ID on it, and now they've introduced something called Apple Pay, which is pretty much where you have a Bank of America card or a card of any kind. I think it works with anything, but you can, use the Touch ID on your phone, and you can pay with it, which I think is really cool because now you don't have to use your credit card. You can just do that now. Also a new thing that they have is that they announced in September is the iWatch, which is supposedly coming early 2015, which this says on their website. But they have Which they changed the design, which is not, so it's West is 7 design. They have all these little things, little icons where you can press. I don't know how that would fare because it might be hard to press them. But they come with a lot of different wrist styles, which I think is customability is a strong point for anything to get sold. So, and it will tell you your messages. You can send messages from it. And they also have something where you can, they have a 42 millimeter size and then a 37 millimeter or 30, I think 37. So they have two different sizes. Obviously the 42 will be more expensive, but they have a iWatch Sport, which is more of a durable, like sporty feeling watch. But they all hooks up with HealthBook on your iPhone. If you have iOS 8, you will automatically get that. But it gives you a more sportier feel. Alright, now to a thing that was just released this month, October, just a couple days ago. It's iPad Air 2 and iPad Mini 3. So the only thing the iPad Air 2, which is will make it most difference from the regular iPad Air 1, is the Touch ID. It has now has Touch ID on it. So now you can use your Touch ID. But that, other than they put 1 gigabyte of RAM, M8 processor with an M8X coprocessor for things like gyroscope and stuff. But it is 18% thinner and 6.1 millimeter and 0.96 pounds, which is not even a pound. Also, the graphics are a lot different, and yep, same thing with the iPad Mini 3, which is the same thing, pretty much, just smaller, as we all know. Now, the Mac, they have just released a new iMac with Retina 5K display, which is, 4K is still really new. Not a lot of people have them on their TVs, but it's very different that Apple would release something like this. No one's really even used it. I think it's really cool. But they probably are very expensive because it is a 5K display. 4K is very big. Think of when you have a TV and you don't watch it in HD, you can see like how it looks more clear. Now think of like if you go on YouTube and you watch it in 1080p HD, now think of this in like probably 3 times better than that. And it says that there is 14.7 million pixels inside of there. So you know how small this will have to be. But the specs for that is a 4 gigahertz Core i7 Intel processor and with 3.5 teraflops of graphic compute power and 20 gigabytes of Thunderbolt 2. So that's a new a core that they have for it, bandwidth, which is very good. And it also comes with OS X, OS 10 Yosemite, which is more with all the iPhones. And now we're going to talk about sports. There's a lot of things happening in the world of sports right now. The NBA season's about to start, and the World Series. All right, first, now we will talk about the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I cannot get the scores for this, so we'll have it next episode. But next, we'll go to baseball, which there's a lot of things going on in baseball right now. The World Series. The Royals, the Kansas City Royals versus San Francisco Giants, which they are playing right now, and they are 0-0. The series is tied up right now, 2-2. So that's pretty much. And the NBA season has not started yet. Neither has NHL. So I guess we will go to NASCAR. Wait for this to load. Oh. All right, well, here we're at NASCAR, and there was a race today, a Martinsville, Virginia race, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. won that race. And that's pretty much all we have for today. Sorry this wasn't as long, but I hope you subscribe and you like. And thanks for listening to The Hayden Show.